The Mutual Broadcasting System presents Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you husky!
Gold. Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon. Here's a Mutual note for you. Every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock over Mutual, it's time for the Children's Hour. There are programs for all lovers of thrilling exploits and daring adventures. Imaginative trips into a whirl of excitement for all kids from 6 to 60. Cowboy heroes of today's and yesterday's western rangeland gallop to deeds of stirring action. Their stories show the spirit of the men who brave the perils of the frontier and still fight to uphold justice, and whose lives are inspiring examples of courage. Exciting fiction characters bring their share of daredevil exploits with secret disguises and modern machines used in the never-ending battle against evildoers. The doors open to thrilling adventure every weekday afternoon when Mutual's popular children's heroes take to the air. Young imaginations delight in these programs that bring a world of daring action to colorful life. They are all heard on Mutual every weekday over most of these stations. It was shortly after noon when Sergeant Preston sighted the Adams cabin. The great dog, Yukon King, looked back at his master from his place at the head of the dog team and barked excitedly.
All right, King. We'll soon be there, boy.
As he approached the cabin, Sergeant Preston saw the front door open wide. 14-year-old Billy Adams stood in the doorway, and at his side was a large gray dog. The sergeant shouted a greeting.
Hi there, Billy.
Sergeant Preston, a King.
Oh, sorry. King. Okay. Hiya, Husky. Hello.
Sergeant Preston, oh, it's good to see you.
Hello, Mary. How's Bill?
Well,
Dad's gone prospecting, Sergeant.
Oh, I didn't think there was any gold in this part of the country.
Well, he isn't in this part of the country, Sergeant. He went to Car River to stake a claim.
He said he'd come back with a sled full of gold.
Well, perhaps I'll see him and his sled full of gold. I'm on my way to Car River Camp.
You are?
Oh, gosh, that's great. Sergeant Preston, will you take me with you?
Billy.
Oh, but, Mom, I've trained my dog to pull
a sled. Why, not this time, Billy. How is your dog?
Oh, Smokey's fine, Sergeant Preston. He's over there with King.
Oh, hi there, Smokey.
Wait till you see how well-trained he is. Call him, Sergeant Preston.
All right. Here, Smokey. Come here, boy.
You see, Sergeant?
He hasn't moved. Perhaps you'd better call him, Billy.
Well, I'll call him, but he'll not come. You watch now. Come here, Smokey. Here, boy.
Has he forgotten his training?
Oh, no, Sergeant. Now watch. Good boy, Smokey.
Billy's very proud of that trick, Sergeant Preston. He's trained Smokey to come running when he hears that whistle.
And I owe Smokey an apology. Good dog, Smokey. I thought you were letting Billy down.
He never lets me down. Whenever he hears that whistle, he almost jumps out of his collar to get to me. I'll take him over by those trees, and then you whistle to him.
All right, Billy.
I'm so glad Billy has Smokey, Sergeant. They're great friends.
Smokey's a fine dog, Mary.
Yes, he is. You know, Billy's looking forward to the time when Smokey will be as well trained as King.
All set, Sergeant Preston?
Yes, Billy.
All right, now whistle to him. But do it just like I did.
All right.
You see, Sergeant, he did it.
Good for you, Smokey.
Isn't he well trained?
Indeed he is, son.
What's wrong with King?
Well, King wants some attention, too. Never mind, boy. We're hitting the trail again.
Why not stay and have a meal with us, Sergeant Preston? You're more than welcome.
Thanks, Mary, but I just stopped to say hello. King and I lost time patrolling the border, and we're a little behind schedule. I'd like to make it up before we get to Call River.
When you see Dad, tell him to come home. Will you, Sergeant?
Sure thing, Billy. Bye, Mary.
Goodbye, Sergeant. Thanks for stopping.
Glad I saw you. Come along, King.
Bye, Sergeant.
Bye, Sergeant.
Goodbye. All right, on, King! On, you husky!
Bill Adams and a number of other prospectors lived in a camp on the Call River. They hoped to find quick riches by working their claims. But there were two men in camp who hoped for quick riches without work. Their names were Nip Bellow and Shell Joppa. As crooked gamblers, they had counted on taking much of the miners' gold, but found that the men in the camp had no time for games of chance. Shell was philosophical, but Nip was bitter. Shortly after dark, the two were alone in the shack. Shell toyed with a deck of cards, while Nip stared gloomily out the window.
You're awful quiet, Nip. What's eating you?
This place.
What's wrong with it?
You might as well clear out, Shell. We'll not find any suckers in this camp.
There's plenty of gold here.
Not doing us any good. Our supplies are running low. Our credit's no good at the trading post to buy more. We shouldn't have come here in the first place.
You were all for it when we heard about the new strike.
Well, I thought we'd make a cleanup.
We will. I've been making friends with these miners.
So what?
I know where most of them keep their gold.
Yeah, so do I. They keep it in their cabin.
Yeah, that's right. Some of these fellas got a lot of dust cached in their shacks.
They should have. They don't spend an ounce for anything but food.
So we'll get their gold.
Yeah? How?
Steal it.
Oh, you're loco. Those miners would be on our necks in no time. They'd lynch us for sure if they caught us.
Yeah, they have to catch us first. The way I have it planned, it's easy. Once we're across the Big Bear Chasm.
There's nothing to stop them at the chasm.
They don't cross if the bridge is down.
They could go around that gap.
Have you ever tried it?
Well, no.
It'll take a full day's travel to get around it. That chasm runs for miles. The bridge crosses the narrowest part of it. And by the time anyone goes around it, we'll be so far from here, they'll never catch us.
We'd need a powerful dog team. A sled.
Bill Adams has the best dogs in camp. We'll take his team.
I don't know, Shell.
What's wrong with you? A few minutes ago, you cry because we don't have any gold. I tell you how to clean up plenty, and you stand there shaking your head.
How we get the gold?
We fix things so we can loot the shacks and get Adams' dogs, while all the men at the far end of the camp.
How we fix that?
We start a fire at the trading post. That shack will burn like paper. Everyone around here will rush to put out the fire before it spreads to the rest of the camp.
Oh, I begin to savvy your scheme.
Sure, it's simple. After the fire started and the alarm spread, you go to Adam's place and get his dogs and sled.
Yeah?
Pack our gear on the sled while I collect the gold. And believe me, I know where to get enough to put us both on easy street.
What about the Mounties?
We'll be across their border before they know anything about the robbery.
In Alaska?
That's right. We'll head west.
If we travel fast, it might work.
I've been thinking about it for a long time. My plans are foolproof.
When do we start the fire?
Tonight.
All right, let's go.
Under cover of darkness, Nip and Shell made their way to the trading post, the far end of the camp. They gained entrance to the building by forcing the lock on the rear door. Inside, they located coal oil.
Spill the oil on the floor, Nip.
All right.
That's it. Now put some near the back door.
I wish we could risk a light.
The moonlight coming through the windows will have to do. As soon as we start the fire, there'll be plenty of light. All right, that's enough oil. We don't want this place to go too fast. All right, now come on, out the back door.
Now what?
Now we'll start the blaze. Strike a couple of matches and drop them in that oil.
The oil's catching fire.
Of course it is. Now let's get out of here. Someone sees it. Now we separate. You go get the sleds and Adam's dog. I'll get the gold like we planned and meet you back of our shack.
Hey, what's going on?
Fire! It's a trading post!
That place will go like tinder!
Hey, boys, turn out!
Fire into the trading post!
The alarm spread more rapidly than the flames. Miners rushed from the shacks. Some of them formed a bucket brigade to the bank of the river. They broke through the ice to get water. Other men entered the burning building and made frenzied efforts to save as much of the food as possible. Meantime, Nip had gone to Bill Adams' cabin. After making sure that Bill was with the miners at the far end of camp, Nip put the team in harness and hitched it to Bill's sled. But the gambler didn't see Adam's lead dog in the run behind the shack. He opened the door of Bill's shack. There he saw the small Siberian lead dog used by Bill.
That dog looks like it's ailing.
The dog was too weak to raise its head, but it growled at Nip.
Quiet! Quiet down!
He's too sick to travel. I'll have to find another lead for Bill's dogs.
As Nip tried to decide where to get another lead dog, Shell went to the shacks of miners who had taken him into their confidence. He knew where the men kept their gold, so finding it was no problem. A short time later, he joined Nip, who was waiting in the rear of their shack.
Here's the gold. I'll put these folks on the sled.
We better clear out of here, Shell. Those miners come looking for us.
We'll hit the trail right away.
Hey, this isn't Bill Adams' lead dog.
The Siberian's sick.
Too sick to pull a sled?
Yeah, that's why I put Malone's lead dog in harness.
I don't know if that husky will work.
He'll work. Come on, Chill, let's go.
All right, we head for the bridge.
Marsh! Marsh on there, Marsh! Marsh!
Soon the two gamblers sighted the bridge across Big Bear Chasm. They crossed it, then halted their team. Shell took axes from the gear Nip had packed on the sled. He handed one to his partner.
Yeah, start hacking at that bridge.
Right.
Partners hewed at the timbers with frantic haste.
That does it, Nip. Get back.
There goes the bridge.
Now the miners don't have a chance of overtaking us.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Maybe your family, like a lot of others, has been having some serious discussions lately about saving money. Your folks want to put aside something for the future naturally. They want you to have a better education. There's a house they want to build, or a business they want to buy. If they've been a little undecided as to the best way to save, you can help them out. Tell them about United States Defense Bonds. By buying bonds regularly, they will not only save money for your own family's future needs, they'll be helping to keep our country strong. Defense bonds are absolutely safe, guaranteed by Uncle Sam, protected against loss, theft, or destruction. They're profitable, too, because the government pays interest on every bond. That's even better than a cash reserve. At the same time, buying bonds gives Uncle Sam the money to get guns, tanks, and planes to keep this country well protected against any enemy aggression. So talk to your folks about this. We're sure they'll agree with you that regular purchase of United States defense bonds is the ideal way to save. Now to continue. The miners and prospectors in Kaw River Camp had succeeded in saving some of the food from the trading post, but the building itself was doomed. The men fought to keep the fire from spreading until the flames burned themselves out. Then they returned to their shacks. Bill Adams discovered that his team and sled were gone. Jeb Malone missed the lead dog, and then his poke of gold. Word of the theft swept the camp. Miners quickly realized what had happened.
Well, we were fighting a fire. We were robbed.
That's right.
Nip and Shell cleared out.
They've stolen my gold.
Mine, too.
Now, hold on, boys. Just a minute. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Someone's got to take charge of the situation. There's a lot has to be done, and someone has to give the instructions. I say we should elect a leader.
How about you, Bill?
Yeah, you take charge.
Now, boys, I didn't mean that I wanted to boss things. It's
Why
not that.
You got a level head. You men agree that Bill should take charge of things?
Right.
All right, boys, if that's the way you want it. Now, first of all, someone has to go east to report the robbery to the nearest Mountie post. I'll ask for a volunteer.
I'll do it, Bill.
All right, Sam, you're elected. It's a trip of several days, so be sure you take good dogs and a supply of grub.
Yeah.
What about going after those thieving crooks?
I was just about to get to that. That's the next thing on the schedule. I figure we can pick up their tracks somewhere near the cabin where they were staying and follow them. I'm going after those thieves myself, and I'll need at least two men to go with me.
Okay. Count on me, too. I'd like a crack at those polecats.
All right, boys, all right. I said I needed at least two men, but I'll take as many as care to go. Get your gear and guns and meet me here in 10 minutes.
The men set out on the trail of the outlaws. When they reached Big Bear Chasm, they faced a new setback.
Follow there. Hey, the bridge is down. Vip and Shell must have cut it down after crossing it.
They figured we'd go after them. This is their way of stopping us.
They'll get away with our gold.
Now hold on a minute. Quiet down, fellas. Quiet
down. Let Adams talk.
Let's hear what Bill has to say.
They're heading for the border.
You're right about that, Bill. We haven't a chance of overtaking them.
Maybe not, but I'm going to try.
You're going after them?
Yes.
You can't overtake those crooks, Bill. You'll have to go around this chasm.
By the time you reach the other side, they'll be a long way from here.
I know that. And I know my dogs are fast, but they've never worked with a strange lead.
They're working with what now? Nip and Shell stole my husky.
They'll find they made a mistake. A strange lead will slow the team.
That's sure.
It was a faint hope, but it was the only one the miners had. Bill started at once. It was nearly noon the next day when he reached the other side of Big Bear Chasm. There he met Sergeant Preston. He quickly explained what had happened.
How long ago did they leave the camp?
Oh, they have a 12-hour start, Sergeant.
I passed two men on my way here. One was tall and heavy set with a bushy black beard.
Shell Joppa.
His partner was a small man.
His name's Nip Bellow, Sergeant. What time did you see them?
Shortly after daybreak.
Oh, then they're making better time than I expected. Did you come from the border?
Yes, Bill, but I took the time to stop at your place. Harry and Billy are just fine. They sent you their love.
Line the team, King.
Thanks, Sergeant. I'm glad to get word of them. Boy, if those two polecats are heading for the border, they might pass my place.
I'll do my best to catch them.
I'm going with you.
All right, Bill, but we've no time to lose.
You set the pace, and I'll try to keep up with you.
All set, King? All right, on King! On you, husband! The trail Nip and Shell traveled on their way to the border was the same one Sergeant Preston had covered to reach Call River Camp. The two gamblers had made brief stops to eat and rest. They set a fast pace for the dogs. But in spite of their best efforts, the animals lagged.
The dogs are getting slower all the time, Shell.
Yes, that lead dog.
I thought he was a worker.
He may be a worker, but he's just plain dumb. The rest of the dogs know it.
He's not dumb. He's probably a one-man dog. Malone raised him from a pup.
I don't care who raised him. He's no good to us. Slowed us down plenty, and we can't afford to lose time. The Mountie who passed us was heading for Call River. Found out about the robbery, he'd be after us.
There's no place to get another dog between here and the border.
Hey, maybe there is. Look ahead, beyond the top of those trees.
I see smoke.
Yeah, smoke from a chimney or a campfire. Whoever lit that fire might have some dogs. Maybe we can trade Malone's husky for one with some brains. Mush, you dogs!
Mush!
Mush! Mush!
When Nip and Shell emerged from the trees, they saw the Adams cabin ahead of them. Billy and Smokey were in front of the cabin. And as soon as they heard the dog team approach, they turned and studied it. Smokey recognized Bill Adams' dogs and ran to meet them. Billy raced after the big gray Malamute. Nip and Shell ignored Billy. They looked instead at Smokey.
Oh, you huskies! Oh!
Now, look at the size of that Malamute.
Hey, he's big and strong.
And fast.
With him leading this team, we reach the border in no time.
Hey, where'd you get those dogs?
Why do you want to know?
Well, that's my dad's team, but there's a strange lead dog with him.
Your dad?
What's your name, kid?
I'm Billy Adams. Where's my dad? Is he still at Call River?
Oh, yeah, sure, he's still there. We bought his team from him.
That's right, Billy. He didn't sell us his Siberian lead because he was ailing.
We could use another lead dog. How about trading that big gray of yours for our husky, eh?
Trade Smokey? No, sir.
Then we'll buy him.
Yeah, sure, we'll buy him. How much you want for him?
Well, I wouldn't sell Smokey. He's my pal. I'm surprised Dad sold our dogs.
Now, look, Billy, we need a good lead dog.
Well, you'll have to get one somewhere else, mister.
Sure, I'll come over here a minute.
Yeah.
If we want that dog, we'll have to take it.
We've got to get him, Nip. I don't want to risk losing more time reaching the border.
What do we do?
Hey, we can be seen from the cabin.
Chances are Miss Adams is in the cabin. She'll be anxious for news about Bill.
Yeah, you're right, Nip. We go to the cabin and tell her how Bill is. While we're there, we'll find out if she and the kid are alone. If they are, we'll tie and gag them both and take the dog.
Good idea, Shell. The rest of the dogs know that big gray. They'll travel fast with him in the lead.
What are you whispering about?
Oh,
We were trying to figure how much money we can get together to offer you for that dog.
Oh, I told you I wouldn't sell Smokey.
Ah, well, we'll talk to your mother about that. Besides, we have a message for her from your dad. Come on, we'll go to the cabin.
Well, I'll go with you, but you'll find out that Smokey's mine. Mom never made me sell him.
With King in the lead, Sergeant Preston's huskies had cut down the distance that separated him from the two thieves. Sergeant and Bill sighted the Adams cabin a few hours after Nip and Shell had left it, with Smokey and Harness at the head of their team. Preston planned to go on while Bill went to the cabin alone. But when he saw no smoke coming from the chimney, the Mountie realized that something was wrong. Then Bill saw Malone's big husky outside the cabin. He knew at once that Nip and Shell had been there.
Okay.
Sergeant Preston and Bill hurried into the cabin where they found Billy and his mother bound and gagged. Quickly, they cut their ropes and took the gags from their mouths.
Oh, Mary, what happened? Are you all right?
Bill, they didn't hurt us, but they tied us.
They stole Smokey. I could hear them outside. They put him in harness and took him away.
Who took him, Billy?
The two men who had dead dogs.
Nip and Shell.
Oh, Bill, I was afraid they'd killed you. I knew you'd never sell our dogs. I thought they'd waylay you.
Oh, now, there. Honey, they didn't hurt me. But they robbed a lot of miners in the camp.
And they took Smokey. Sergeant Preston, we gotta get Smokey.
How long ago were they here?
Oh, gosh. Mom, how long ago was it?
I don't know, Billy. It seemed as if we'd been tied for hours.
I'll keep after them.
Please get Smokey back, Sergeant Preston. Please.
I'll do my best, Billy.
Mary, you and Billy are in no danger now. Those two will not come back here. I'm going with Sergeant Preston.
That isn't necessary, Bill.
I want to stay with you, Sergeant, until you capture them.
All right, but we've only a slim chance of stopping them before they reach the border.
Mary, is it all right if I go? Do you mind?
Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, we're going on, King. From now on, boy, we'll have to travel faster. All right, on, King! On, Husky! Yes, Master!
King understood the urgency in the sergeant's voice. The mighty Husky responded by calling on his teammates for greater speed. The loyal dog strained valiantly. They gained steadily on the men they followed, but their best was not good enough. For when Sergeant Preston and Bill Adams came within sight of the border, Nip and Shell were already on the Alaskan side. Both men were completely exhausted and extremely hungry after a strenuous trip. To them, the border represented security. There was no longer any need of desperate haste. As soon as they crossed to American territory, they halted to rest and eat. They were typical of men who had never owned dogs. Their thought first was of their own comfort. Without taking the dogs out of harness, Nip and Shell had built a fire. From the concealment of trees and brush, Sergeant Preston studied them through his binoculars as they prepared a meal.
Sergeant, they're beyond the law.
No need to apologize, King. I know you did your best, boy. We almost overtook them.
To think they made it with my dogs. I'm going after them.
Steady, Bill.
Well, there must be some way to recover the gold and the dogs.
Neither of those men's wearing a gun. They must have left their rifles on the sled.
Well, that'll give me the chance I need. I'll go and you...
You'd be in the open, Bill. They'd see you and get their weapons in time to stop you.
But you could cover me.
I have no authority in Alaska. If I can't think of a way to get them, I'll have to overstep my authority.
I can't just stand here and let them get away with all that gold, my dogs, and Smokey. You know how much Smokey means to Bill, Sergeant?
I know, and I agree that we can't let them escape.
Billy raised Smokey from a pup. He trained that dog himself. He and Smokey are pals.
Wait, Bill, wait.
Huh?
Billy trained Smokey to come running when he hears a certain whistle.
Well, yes, but...
We'll move closer to the border, then whistle to Smokey.
I see what you mean. Smokey will come running. He'll bring the team and the sled with him across the border.
That's right.
Maybe it'll work.
It's worth trying. We'll move closer to them.
We can stay behind this brush until we reach those boulders. That'll be close enough, Sergeant.
Come on, Bill. From now on, it's up to Smokey.
Preston and Bill took a position behind a sprawling clump of boulders nearly 7 feet high. Then the sergeant whistled. Still in harness at the head of Bill's team, Smokey heard the whistle and understood the command. Instantly, he started running toward the sound, and Bill's dogs followed him, pulling the sled behind them. Sitting beside the fire, eating a hot meal, Nip and Shell were completely surprised by Smokey's action.
Hey, what's going on?
By the time they got to their feet, the sled was already crossing the border into Yukon territory.
Hey, stop! Where are you, Matt? Shell, I heard someone whistle. Maybe the kid got loose. Maybe he followed us.
He couldn't have gotten loose. Come on, Nip. We got to stop that team.
That big gray must have gone loco.
He's running away.
Shoot him, Nip. Drop those dogs.
My gun's on the sled.
How we stop him?
We have to keep after them.
The way that gray's running, we'll never catch up with
him. The gold is on the sled. We got to catch them.
They're rounding those boulders.
Hey, Nip.
Sounds like they stopped.
Now we'll get them.
Stand where you are.
Hey, what?
Sherlock. Get your hands up. You're both under arrest in the name of the Crown.
No, you can't arrest us.
Hey, you've got no authority here. We're in the clear.
You're wrong, Sherlock.
It's Adam.
That's right.
But we crossed the border.
And you recrossed the border.
What?
You're in the Yukon Territory.
But the border...
The border's behind you. You left Alaska when you followed the sled and dog.
Shell looked over his shoulder and saw the border marker several yards away.
No, you'll not get me.
He turned and started running in a desperate effort to reach it. Pressed and fired. The bullet plowed into the ground at Shell's feet.
That was a warning. Now stop.
Shell kept going, ignoring the warning. Then Preston's second bullet brushed his leg. Shell stumbled and fell to the ground.
Keep this one covered, Bill. I'll handcuff his partner and bandage his wound.
Right. Oh, listen, Bill, let me go. Your team's right behind that boulder, and the gold's on the sled. We'll be even, Bill. Just let me go. Give me a break.
Not a chance, Nip.
I wish we'd never seen that gray dog.
You made a lot of mistakes, Tinhorn. Oh. One of your biggest was the theft of my son's dog.
Oh, my leg. Stop with the blood, please.
That wound's not serious, Shell.
Oh, I can hardly walk.
You'll ride on my sled. Oh. We'll go back to your place, Bill. I'll return Smokey to Billy and go to Call River with the prisoner.
I saw Malone's husky at my place, Sergeant. We can pick him up and take him to camp.
All right.
Malone will be glad to get his dog back. When the men find you recovered their gold, they'll be mighty grateful, Sergeant.
Smokey deserves the credit for that, Bill.
I hope you tell Billy that.
I'll be glad to. Get on my sled, Shell.
Oh, that great dog. If I could get my hands on him, I'd kill him.
While you were serving your sentence for arson, robbery, and destruction of public property, you'll have a lot of time to think about him. This case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Here's a mutual note for you. When you hear the sound of an eerie laugh, a pistol shot, or the hard pounding of horses' hooves echoing through the air, then you know that it's Sunday afternoon on Mutual, and time for programs that are everyone's favorite for imaginative listening entertainment. The Shadow laughs, and evildoers everywhere tremble in fear of his invisible presence. True Detective Mysteries dramatize actual cases of criminal careers brought to an end by the untiring efforts of law enforcement agencies. Stories of outdoor excitement are brought to you on Bobby Benson, with the Cowboy Kid and his B-Bar-B riders galloping to adventure in the Big Bend country of Texas. And the slick sleuth Nick Carter proves his title of Master Detective is a deserved one as he unravels a tangled web of deception with polished skill. Remember, Mutual is first for listening on the first day of the week. Enjoy The Shadow, True Detective Mysteries, Bobby Benson, and Nick Carter every Sunday over most of these stations. And now, here is Sergeant Preston.
Reporting for duty, Inspector.
I have a strange case for you, Sergeant. Murder has been reported in the town of Caribou.
Who, sir?
The cafe owner, Red Bonnet. There are witnesses who report seeing him killed in a fight. But there are other witnesses who insist that they have seen him since his funeral.
As a ghost, sir?
No, Sergeant. As a hold-up man with a six-gun in his hand. As I said, it's a strange case.
I'll do my best to solve it, sir.
A dead man who roamed the forest as a trail robber. That was the confusing story the inhabitants of Caribou told the sergeant. But the solution to the mystery held deadly peril for the sergeant and King. Don't miss this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye and good luck until Thursday. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Thank you.